This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And kicking off tonight in India, where 15 transgender women have tied the knot at a mass wedding in India. The transgender community in Chhattisgarh in central India organised a mass wedding of the 15 couples. It was a two-day celebration and attended by hundreds of well-wishers, local community members and even politicians. Couples travelled from six different states to partake in the ceremony. India's Supreme Court recognised trans identities as a third gender and ensured their constitutional rights in 2014, but trans individuals do remain shunned by mainstream society.
And Slovakia has a new president, and her name is Zuzana Kaputova. And she's a liberal lawyer, and she's possibly an LGBTI ally. Her election breaks the trend that's been seen in Europe of anti-EU politicians making gains across the continent. She's a founding member of the Progressive Slovakia movement, which is a non-parliamentary, socially liberal and progressive party. She's an environmentalist and an anti-corruption activist, and her opponent was European Commissioner Maros Sefcovic.
The vote was there was a fair gap in it, 58% to 41%, so it wasn't a close call.
Not at all. I think they have a different voting system than we do in Australia as well.
Yeah, so that'd be first. Two rounds of votes.
Yes. She takes effect in June 2019. Now, I say possibly an LGBTI ally because let's listen to what she's said. And remember, this has been translated in the major debate with her opponent. She was quoted as saying, "I would prefer the child of a relationship to have a biological mother and a biological father. If he," that's pretty sexist, isn't it, "were to grow up in an institutional care, I think he would be better off with two loving beings, even if they were the same sex." So somewhat supportive, and certainly more supportive than we've seen in the past in Slovakia.
I think the significant thing is she did express some supportive LGBTI views during the election process. So people knew what they were getting, and she opposes a ban on abortion.
Yeah, more progressive, definitely.
Ooh. In Puerto Rico, the governor, Ricardo Rosello, has signed an executive order banning so-called gay conversion therapies on minors. He wrote on Twitter, "Today we sign an executive order that prohibits conversion or restrictive therapies to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of minors. These therapies lack a scientific basis and, in addition, cause unnecessary harm and suffering to LGBT plus people."
Interestingly, though, he did this after it got blocked in their House of Representatives by his own party. He basically made an executive order to overrule his own party in Parliament.
And and he explained his motivation to take that stance against conversion therapy. He said, "I strive for Puerto Rico to be a society in which everyone, no matter who they love, can be accepted and live without fear of persecution. This includes the most vulnerable in society, our children, who must be supported and loved. Conversion therapy does not benefit anyone in any way. It only causes unimaginable pain and suffering."
So Puerto Rico actually sits, so it is a part of America, but yes, it's kind of a little bit different. It's now become or joined 15 US states and the District of Columbia in banning gay conversion therapy.
But the community, the LGBT plus community in Puerto Rico still remains the target of prejudice and violence. And earlier this year, the murder of a 24-year-old outspoken gay rap artist Kevin Fred shocked the community and highlighted persistent homophobia against LGBTI plus people.
Over in Lebanon, a top military prosecutor in Lebanon has ruled that homosexuality is not a crime. He probably should go and work in Brunei. In a landmark decision, Judge Peter Gomez has ruled that against prosecuting four soldiers. The men were dismissed from their post in a sodomy case.
He was pretty blunt about it too. He said sodomy is not punishable by law.
So the judge has also decided not to issue arrest warrants for violating Penal Code Article 534. I wonder where that came from. This states that any sexual act contrary to the to nature is punishable by imprisonment of 1 year.
He actually called out the law, saying this whole thing about it being against nature. Well, the act doesn't define what that means, so therefore I'm not going to enforce it.
People charged with homosexuality in the Middle East nation have been punished under this article that outlaws unnatural relations. The law carries up to, as I said, 1 year imprisonment. It's believed that the military will appeal the case and take it to a higher court.
Although there have been some other appeals that have been upheld against prosecutions in the civilian society, so we will keep an eye on what's happening in Lebanon. And in brief, in Ecuador's constitutional court starts hearing the case for marriage equality.
In Australia, South Australian police said DNA advances may help solve gay murders from the 1990s.
In Norway, a trans woman goes viral after tweeting from a stranded cruise trip.
I think I must have missed that on my Twitter feed. And in Ireland, Prime Minister Leo Varadkar wrote a gushing fan letter to Kylie Minogue prior to her visit.
Aww, and that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.